I'm your host, Hope Flaws. I'm here to inspire you to show up as yourself for yourself. This is a lifestyle podcast where I'm inviting you to embrace your wild moments. Welcome to I'll Keep You Wild. Hello, you sweet, beautiful souls. I want to take this second right here to thank you for being here. If you gain value from the podcast, please make sure you follow and that you leave a review. This goes so far, it allows me to come back week after week, and it means the absolute most. Are you an overthinker? I want to ask this very important question today because if you are, you are probably struggling to make decisions that are going to better your future. So it's really important to unpack this overthinking piece today because we do not have time to waste. If we think of what overthinking has already cost us in our lives, it's very sad to think about. I'm sure you can take a moment right here to think about all of the times that you have like wasted on thinking if you should do something or not. And I want to unpack this so we can move forward and make decisions quicker that will help us get to where it is that we're going and help us get to the goals that we're trying to accomplish. If you think of like how much you have overthought decisions in your life and how much it truly actually mattered in the end, how much time was wasted versus the actual outcome of the decision, there was probably a lot of wasted time in that space. And I know overthinking also kind of is related to a self-worth issue because we overthink things because we don't believe that we're worthy of the things that we desire, right? How many of you have done that before? How many of you have compared where it is that you want to go and what you want to accomplish, and then sat there and overthought reasons as to why you can't do it. Reasons like, oh, it already exists. That business idea already exists. Somebody else has already done it before. Or reasons like they're prettier than me. They're fitter than me. They have more money than me. All of those things are comparisons. And all of those things require you to overthink what it is that you actually want. All of those things are placing a time restraint on your life. All of those things are taking up valuable, precious time away from what it is that you actually wish you were doing. So in order to try to stop overthinking and in order to stop wasting that valuable, precious time that we have, we're going to ask ourselves a question. And that question that I have is, what is it that you actually wish you were doing if you're not already doing it? So the reason we have to unpack this question is because that will give us an understanding as to what it is that we're working towards. And we have an idea of what that actually looks like. And we have an understanding of what that actually looks like, which brings us clarity, which is super important in understanding how to make decisions and how to stop overthinking. Clarity brings peace of mind. And when we have clarity, it's easier for us to make decisions. So it's important for ourselves to ask these questions to gain that clarity that we need to make room for the answers to follow through. Once you have that idea in your mind and then you're trying to make a decision moving forward on what the next step looks like in order for you to get to where it is you want to be, you are going to be met with those self-worth related issues. They will arise, I can almost promise you. And when they do, it is important that you have the tools in place necessary to overcome yourself from overthinking. One of the tools that I want to offer you today is to set a timer for yourself to allow yourself to think of the decision that you have to make. Implementing a timer is what actually allows you to give yourself an allotted time frame to think of the decisions that you need to think of when moving forward. They are important. It's important to not make a rash decision when you're choosing to do something. There's a lot to consider when you're making big steps into your future and when you're making moves to where it is that you want to be. There's a lot of variables in place that have to be addressed. But there's a fine line because if we spend too much time making these decisions, that is going to be detrimental to our success. That is going to be detrimental because there is no time like the present. And when we spend so much time overthinking, we actually begin to lose our momentum and we begin to lose our energy because overthinking requires a large amount of energy. It requires you to expend energy that you could be putting towards where it is that you actually wish you were going. And when you set this timer, it's on you to promise yourself not to go over that time. It is important that you do not go over the allotted time that you took to make a decision. And you're allowed to set a 30-minute timer. You're allowed to set an hour timer. You can go on a walk for an hour and think of what it is that you need to think about. You can outweigh all of the pros and cons of the decision that you're making on your walk, or you can be sitting down. That is up to you. You get to decide how you use your time that you're allotting to making this decision. The key here is to not go over that time, because if you do and you still haven't come to terms with a decision, you are now using your overthinking as an excuse as to why you can't do something. And that is a very sad excuse. I have been there before too, and it's a sad excuse because you're the only one wasting your own time. So using a timer to make a decision and then actually following through on that decision, you're going to feel so accomplished just for making a decision, even if it's such a minor decision or such a small step in the grand scheme of things. Making a decision is going to take you one step closer to where it is that you wish you were. And the best part about that is once you make the first decision and once you take that first step forward, you are going to gain an incredible amount of accomplishment by your choice to make a decision. And it becomes easier and easier to listen to yourself. And it becomes easier and easier to weed out the thoughts that do not support you. And it becomes easier to listen to yourself without the distractions or without using your overthinking as an excuse. And if you still struggle after you've set an appropriate amount of time for yourself to make a decision and you're still overthinking after you used a timer, there is one other way that you can maybe hold yourself accountable to making decisions, and that is by putting money on the line. And I believe the stat, don't quote me, is there's a 97% chance that you are more likely to accomplish your goals when money is involved, when you're putting money into something. So that is an option as well. And if you really think about how much time you have, it might be the option that you need to take in order to get to where it is that you want to be. All right, I want to say thanks again. And if you could please leave a review below, I love reading those. Those make my entire day. It seriously means so much to me to read those comments. And yeah, it just makes it all worth it. If you could share this with your friends and family, that would also be super incredible and awesome of you. And if you enjoyed the podcast, there are a couple of ways to support me below. And I am an Expedia affiliate, which means I make a small commission through any trip booked through my Expedia link listed below. It's a win-win. If you're going on vacation anyways, it's a great way to support the podcast. I appreciate you guys so much. I hope you have the best day ever. I will be back next week.